Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Baby? I know this is all about love, that. Okay, I'm not totally resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. Since the situation is what it is, remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam, and I'm happy to be sharing another Friday night with you on the air, on the airwaves. Thank you for all joining in from all over your different cities. I am happy to be joined another Friday night with my dear, lovely co-host and soul sidekick, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy, and welcome back to the show after being off last Friday. I hope you're feeling much better. How's everything going?
Oh, my God, what a week I've had. I can't wait to tell everybody. How are you, Adam?
Oh, Patsy, I'm feeling amazing. I have enjoyed this winter weather in Atlanta, Georgia. It just got cold, but we have been enjoying some of the most beautiful days of like a late fall, 70-degree weather earlier this week. We did have some rain that came, but I've just been in love and been so thankful to God for the weather lately. I'm just really enjoying this time of year. I'm enjoying this year-ending wrap-up and just being able to review the past year and getting excited about the new year and just enjoying spending some time outside in nature, being able to reflect on my past year and the year ahead. So I'm in a really positive space, Pat. I'm in a really good space, feeling really great about the new year and really great about the lessons and the hardships I learned this past year. So anyway, this week has been a year of reflection. This week has been a week of reflection for me. It's left me in a really good space. And the weather has helped add to that. So I'm feeling really good, Pat. See, that's what's going on with me. How what's happening with you, my lady?
Well, I love to hear that, what you're just talking about your weather, because I've been swimming this week, if you can believe it, and it's been awesome to be able to be in the pool and float and just relax and get creative thoughts. And anyway, that was part of my week, but I'm gonna just quickly tell you what happened this week, and I've come to some resolutions. So when I drop this bomb on everybody, just know that everything's okay. But you know, it's been real eventful for me. I went to the emergency room with an acute earaches this week, only to have the doctor say that he suspected that I might have some kind of malignancy in the roof of my mouth that should be biopsied. And then I was test driving a new bicycle and spotted a giant pig in the middle of the street. And I got so discombobulated, I crashed into a steel pole and busted my glasses and bumped my head. And the doctor said, if you start forgetting things, tell someone that you have a subdural hematoma and call him. And I said, well, if I have memory loss, how am I going to remember to call you? And he said, good point. And then my little sweet dog, my little dachshund of 10 years, went into congestive heart failure, and I had to make a decision to put her down a couple of days ago. And then on top of all that, I've been having chest pains for 5 days. And the next appointment with my cardiologist is in February of 2016. So I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to that appointment. So, I'm sure all of you are hearing these ups and downs and in the midst of it, me being able to swim and help friends and have new opportunities presented to me. And, the point is that stuff happens. You know, I know that God has taken care of me and that I just need to stay grounded and do the next right thing. And a lot of times, we just don't know what the next right thing is. And sometimes for me, the next right thing is just to slow down, take a shower, wash my face, wash my body, eat something healthy, drink something, say my prayers, but just start pulling in. And so I listen to this, I tune into this website, and on this website that I tune into, it's called thepowerpath.com. And this contributor, this woman that I read this week, her name is Lena Stevens, and she's an internationally known author, teacher, and a shamanic practitioner. And she talked about the main theme of December is transition. And just what you were saying a little bit earlier, this is, to me, the season of reflection. Always when we come to the end of the year, we say, where have we been? Where are we going? Where are we now? We always take heed of that and look at that. But what she was suggesting, this is a major, major change right now is happening. And we can see the heated climate that goes, I'm not talking about physical climate, but what's happening in the United States is just so shocking. And I don't want to get into a whole political thing, but at some point, we instinctively, if we follow our instincts, it's all about survival. But when we're in a transition, our instincts are challenged, and we get anxiety, and we're sleepless, and we worry, and we know that right now in this month of transition, it's all about being in midair. Okay. If you look down, you'll lose your nerve. So you need to keep your eye on new ground and being in midair, because we know we got to do something about what's going on, okay, because the old stuff's not working. But we don't know what the new stuff's going to be in our lives, in America, whatever, but we know that a shift has to take place. So if you stay stuck in that old ground, okay, that the survival instinct wants you to stay attached to that. So you'll lose your momentum of being able to move forward, And what this lady suggested is that sometimes it's easier in the long run just to get in the middle of the rapids rather than to fight it by hiding in the little eddies, in the little edges that'll hold you back. And I can relate to that. We have to let go of the old ground before we can accept the new. And a lot of our tarot cards talk about that, that there has to be some kind of crash before we can have that new growth. And there's an old saying I heard, in the meantime, it's a mean time. And it doesn't always have to be a mean time. It could be if you're in the air and you're really in the air and you can stay awake. You have to stay awake for what I'm talking about. You can't go to sleep because the transformational state can be brutal sometimes. It can be really scary. So just pay attention and try not to judge, okay? Because being in the air can be an experience of freedom and being neutral. It's like watching, and you don't have to act. You can be free, okay? So rather than spending your time and getting stuck and getting engaging in negative behaviors or emotions, try to be generous with your compassion, with your humor, with your humility, and with your inspiration and your creativity. If not, what's going to happen, getting into negative behaviors, you're going to get energy leaks, okay? So this time is going to require us to be really strong in love and in spirit. And I'm calling spirit love because there is only two emotions. Either we're living in fear or we're living in love. And so this is a time to ask you to move out of your comfort zone, okay? And because we're pretty highly centered people, okay, our intuition will help us kind of focus on that light at the end of the tunnel. And what happens when we start focusing on that, people like us tend to get a little bit manicky because there's a lot of stuff happening. So sometimes we might practice some excessive behavior. While other people that deal in an instinctive center, they feel like anxiety. They'll feel depressed or apathetic or whatever. But we're like, oh, my God, look at the possibilities. Things are changing, you know. And so we have to remember that when we let go and start to embrace the unknown, then our new energetic platform has more opportunities for us that haven't been defined yet. So basically we're on a journey. You know, we've already packed the bags and we're on our way, but we're not there yet. So, you know, I'm suggesting let's just enjoy the journey, you know. Not when any kind of relationships you're having or whatever, don't judge right now. This is not a time to be in judgment. Because every time we choose to judge something, we step out of heaven. Mm-hmm. So we want to be creative. We want to be inspired. We want to be loving and generous. And take time to dream, to get someplace with nature and try to relax and dream, because then all those thoughts and stuff have a time to become forming and you can see the new dream. But in order for all this to manifest and everything, we have to see things not with our eyes, but with our heart instead of our head. Okay? So this is a major time for all of us. I mean, everybody stay awake, you know, do not fall asleep on this thing. And you know, the good medicine is to be in humor and to laugh and feel these situations and just ask spirit for help. And I mentioned this before, and my final thing I'm going to say is try to be the bride or the groom of amazement. Just keep your eyes open. Look at the wonder we have around us, you know, during this season of reflectiveness and caring and loving and sharing. So I'd like to talk about maybe tonight about being in transition, how you stay grounded and how you stay out of judgment. And how could you pose a question, Adam? What are the thoughts going through your head during this transitional time?
You're right about this transition and the transformation that's happening on the planet and the shift. And I love how you said that the one thing that stops us and hinders us from being this sacred moment and going through this transformation, this process, is judgment. And judgment basically is when you just resist what is. It's when you're resisting what's happening. So what usually happens, Pastor, we're on this journey, we're moving, we're processing, and something approaches us, something manifests in our path, in our obstacle that we either want to resist or we want to accept. And so judgment is what we don't understand is when we judge something, we are making ourselves stick to that thing. And what you judge, you are resisting. And what you resist, you persist. So it's really about resisting versus allowance. Allowance and being in a state of grace and surrendering things over to the universe or to your higher power that you are uncomfortable with or that you feel like is unpleasant or may take you out of your comfort zone. But along this path, we're going to come up with so many obstacles, just like you said. But right now, Pastor, I love how you said this is an important time for us to remain in this state of openness to transformation and to stay awake and not get caught up into this subconscious blindness of just judging things and resisting and why is this happening and why is this happening to why did so-and-so do that? Why are they doing that over there? Why? When you're asking yourself why, whenever you use that word why, know that you are in judgment. You are judging something or something and you're making it stuck. And so you want to begin to ask yourself, how much space and forgiveness are you giving to yourself? Are you giving to your own behavior? Are you giving to the behavior of people in traffic, to people at your job, to the
right
on the media?
Right.
And so the question that I would like to pose is, how on a day-to-day basis, on a scale of 1 to 5, how many times or what's the intensity you find yourself resisting everything? Why do they cut off in traffic? Why are they so this? Why are they doing that? How much are you able to just allow things to be, trusting that your higher power, the universe, is protecting you and is going to work everything out? But it's important to gauge yourself. How often are you asking why versus just saying yes and giving grace and forgiveness? Because when you ask why, you start resisting and you're in judgment. You're blocking the growth, mm-hmm. and you're blocking the transformation, and you're blocking this whole shift that's happening to us right now. And, Patsy, I love how your illustration in the beginning and how you've gone through so many tests and challenges, and my heart goes out to you. But I love how you remain in this attitude of you didn't ask why. You're not, well, why is this happening? Why is this happening? But you're just keeping it moving. You're just keeping it moving. And what's happening, you're transforming. And we can hear a sweetness. We can hear this spirituality and this light coming through you as you begin to just transform and just let these experiences crack open your heart even deeper than when it's already open. So my question I would like to pose to our callers is, on the level of 1 to 5, with 5 being high resistance and 1 being low resistance, on your day-to-day happenings and goings, where are you at when it comes to resisting what is versus making space and allowing for things to be? So, passing on a day-to-day basis, in the past 2 weeks, what rate would you give yourself? A 1, meaning you're really open and just allowing what to be will be? Or would you say a 5, where you find yourself in resistance and judgment? Why is that happening?
I'm not questioning why, but I'm really observing why I'm being judgmental. That is the why, you know, that I notice that I'm doing that. I'm constantly doing that. And I'm like, you know, it seems like it, the more I'm resisting it, like you say, the more it's coming up. And so I'm trying to make that shift and ask God to show me what I'm supposed to be doing here. And what I'm doing is turning up the love. I have pictures of the people. I'm looking at them, some people that aggravate the shit out of me. I'm just saying, you know what, God, show me how to turn up the love on this person. And I forget that we all are human. We're all on this planet just trying to make it a day at a time. You know, just like you say, the person cutting you off in traffic. Why is this person in front of me in the line? How did I get in this line? And sometimes when I find myself, I go, stop. This is a nice time for you to meditate. This is a nice time for you to kick back. Just watch what's going. And every time I do that, the situation changes.
Absolutely. When you allow that grace to happen, it's amazing how things can transform.
Yes, allowing grace.
To stay at the past 2 weeks, I feel like I've been able to really maintain a 1 or 2 and just allowing things to be what they are. There's still some things within myself, my own behavior, and some own actions that I find myself judging. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why? But I've been learning to give myself grace as much as I give other people in other situations grace. So, well, Pastor, let's jump onto the call line. I think we're really hitting that topic, and let's find out what our callers, where they're at on level of their resistance versus their openness to life. So let's go to our first call, the last 4 digits, 3619. Call the last 4 digits, 3619. You're lobbing on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Stacy. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Doing good.
Where in Florida are you?
West Palm Beach.
Oh, my God. I was supposed to be there this weekend, and I had a gig that got
all
canceled.
It's wet and muggy and haven't seen the sun in days.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right, because you had that storm passing through there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Stay at home weather.
Well, sweetie, how about you? Are you being pretty open and non-judgmental, or are you standing in resistance? From 1 to 5, where would you think you are, as 1 being open and 5 being kind of resistant?
I would think at a 2.
Open. Okay. Well, that's
open
good.
Open. Yeah.
Wow, I love that. I love that.
It's the process. It's been a road, and I knew I had to go that route. I guess it was just divine intervention. I'm not going to say I'm at a full-blown one, but I'm getting there.
I love that saying, you know, divine intervention. It's so fabulous. I pulled this card for you right now, and it's very interesting. I've never seen this card before, and this is all about modesty, okay? And sometimes when we think about modesty, you almost think of like a little geisha woman with her eyes down, you know, and,
right.
and somebody that's subservient or whatever like that. And that's not what this is all about. This is about, you know, our world that we live in, especially if you watch TV and everything, they're just flashing all this people's, all this glitz and craziness and all this stuff, who can outdo who under the way they look. It's all a lot of physical stuff. And right. and our world reveres that extraordinariness, you know. But, you know, sometimes it's really important, and we do admire these people that they seem to be quiet and don't show, you know, all their attributes. And then when you find out how incredible they are, you stand in awe because they don't have to shout it out and tell everybody who they are and what they do. Because a person that can live simply and wholeheartedly and focus their attention on the moments that they live in their life where they are, they don't usually stand out in the crowd. And so what this is telling me to tell you that you have a really high quality about you that people would admire, and modesty would behoove you at this time, just knowing that you know what you know and you don't have to shout it out, okay? And so being a little bit more humble, okay, and standing back and watching, you know, and knowing your own humility and just being patient with what's transforming you right now, okay, you're going to be standing in awe of the stuff that's going to be restored to you. That's going to be incredible. And I think you're going to be offered some kind of position in the kind of work that you do. And in this position, what I'm going to say is, in this case, don't hide your talent, you know, your light under a bushel. Know that you've worked for it and step into it with grace. Okay?
Okay.
So people are going to be attracted to your modest nature and your sincerity and your integrity, all right? So just know
it's
that.
It's funny you said that, because I had the same conversation today with a friend of mine. The
really?
Same exact thing. You just came back and revealed it exactly tenfold.
But see, and obviously that's the universe is just mimicking that and echoing, and that's something that you probably need to hear. And it's pretty powerful and it's real positive. So this year looks really good for you, okay? And I think financially it's going to look really good for you. So stay on that beam, and I'm going to see what Adam has to say about this.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacey, it looks like I do pick up on some things that Patsy was talking about. I don't know if it's a relationship or a job, but I do feel like there is something new development, a new energy, a new attitude that you are manifesting.
I welcome it all. I'm trying to get rid of the old. I'm even clearing out my house. You got to go bringing in new stuff. I don't know. It's something that says hair, you know. It's just the phase I'm in right now.
This you've already experienced it now. Like, it's something that manifested now. But you're going to have to continue to apply humility, and you're going to have to continually to examine what are some viewpoints, what are some point of views and things that you don't have to fight for and that you can let go. Like, what's worth fighting and what's not worth fighting? Because some things just are not worth you disturbing your peace over. And it looks like, I really feel like this may be a job environment we're talking about, where you feel like, man, you messed up. If you could only get a second chance, man, if you could do that over. It looks like it's coming
goodness.
To you again.
Yes.
It looks like it's coming to you again.
Oh, my gosh. It's like you guys are sitting here listening to me. I was like, God, if I just have that same job again. This is what I was like, because I got... Today I was cleaning up and I saw a copy of my old paycheck and I was like, oh, let this come back again to me tenfold. Gosh.
And it is going to just, you have to learn the lessons and realize that just stay humble, stay in that space of gratitude, knowing that it is going to come back to you in some form or fashion. It's going to have that same feeling, that same experience. And this time you're going to really be able to have an appreciation for it. And you're going to have a different attitude of surrender and cooperation with other people and just the whole life situation. So things look really good. Stay in this space and just trust that everything can be given back to you. Okay, Stacey?
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you for sharing your party.
You too.
Night.
Happy holidays.
Uh-huh. You too.
Happy holidays to you, my dear.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. Last four digits are 3602. Caller, last four digits 3602. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, hi. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you all for taking my call tonight.
How's life been treating you?
Ups and downs. Right now, I'm at a stop still. I lost my son last month. And he was battling a fight. He was paralyzed in the hospital, and he accidentally got shot. And I'm seeking for legal help due to the hospitals that he was at. He went to five different hospitals and five different nursing homes, and the bed sores that really started building up really bad. And, and that really got in his bloodstream and took him out. But I just want to know, ask you all tonight about, you know, me seeking legal help to towards the hospital. And I went on, I went to Legal Aid to try to find me a good attorney that would help me and support me in this case. And how do you all see me doing, you know, this process?
From this card that I pull for you right now,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a whole renewal for you, okay? And I think that you're going to get ready for the next step. And the next step is you are going to be carried. You're going to be okay. You're going to succeed with this. I think that you have presented a lot of integrity in what you do, and it is revealed. Okay, the path ahead of you is going to be a lot easier. I know that you have been, from the times that we've talked before and everything, this has just been a horrible, hideous situation for you, and I know that you're going to start hearing this, these whisperings like, It's time to go ahead, it's time to step forward, and you're going to know you're on the right path. Do not stop, do not give up. The green light is in your favor, okay? Just know your self-worth, that you're not doing this for any kind of material gains or anything, but this is about some kind of justice, and you know, spirit is on your side, all right? And, but what you need to do is, don't so much worry about the fight as worry about taking care of yourself at this time, okay? Giving yourself some time to mourn, some time to grieve, you know, and you can finally appreciate that you're a unique, wonderful person and that there's things that you can do and you can handle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to see some really good results out of this. But you need to be very still. Do not argue with people. Don't fight. Go there with your hands open, okay, with God filling your hands. Because the card you pulled here is called a cauldron. It's a mixture of a lot of stuff's going to be mixing around. Things are going to be cooking. They've been cooking for a long time.
Yes,
and now it's going to start bubbling over, and you're going to get the results that you want. But you have to be very, very patient and keep your eyes open. Like I said earlier, this is a time of change. Don't fall asleep on this one. Sometimes you're going to feel like maybe I need to give up, but that's when you ask God to help you even more. So, Melvin, thank you for calling, honey. Let me turn this over to Adam and see what he sees. And I'm sorry for your loss, honey.
Aligned with this reading. I've seen this, as I was reading and looking, the same word that you were saying, the patient, be patient, be patient, Melvin. Don't give up, but you do need to get a lot of information. You're going to have to make sure you have the right help and the right resources. Make sure that the people that you solicit to get help, legal help, are not really trying so much to be driven by the profit game, but more so for the justice, and not just the justice for you, but the justice in the future for others who may find themselves in that same situation. That other people with their children and their sons and their kids won't have to go through that. But there is going to be some help that you'll find. I feel like it's going to be younger people. You would have to trust them. You may not feel safe because they may not feel like they have the experience that you'll be looking for. But I want to encourage you to trust anyway and move forward. And don't stress. Just do all that you can, then let God take the rest. But you do want to be patient if you want to have a sense of persistence in seeking help and pushing through with your calls. Okay, my friend? Thank you so much for sharing your final.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you in our
prayers.
Okay. God bless
you. Do you know? Yeah. I'm sorry. Could I ask, is there a time frame before I'm supposed to contact an attorney? I print out a bunch of attorney names on a legal aid. I really want to get a good one that, just like you said, that's going to really help me out.
I think you keep pursuing the next 3 weeks, and you should find out. You should be able to track somebody down to get a follow up by the 1st of January, right after the New Year.
Okay.
If not,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
you
all. God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller, and the last four digits are 7812. Caller with the last four digits, 7812, you're live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Adam. This is Carmen. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So what city are you in?
Right now I'm in Tarzana.
Oh, I don't even know where that is. That goes to show you my geography skills. Tarzana.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's Los Angeles County.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear you. And on a scale of 1 to 5, how do you think you deal with being open and understanding through all this transition we're going through? Or do you find yourself in some resistance?
Well, I've been bouncing back and forth this year. I've been at maybe a 2, sometimes a 3. Last night, a 5.
Oh, boy.
And today, maybe a 3.5, 4.
Oh, my God. That must be very, very nerve-wracking. I just pulled this card for you that I've never seen before. It was very interesting. It's called the Marrying Maiden, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what it's telling me that there's an awakening happening to you, up to the realization that there's been a fatal flaw in you, that you thought, you know, things were going to be this certain way, and all of a sudden there's this shock, okay? And the shock's about, I think that you've been subservient or acting inferior in certain relationships that you've had, and not known your own worth. And I think that's starting to bubble up for you and say, boy, I need to stand on my own 2 feet and use my own voice, okay, and start believing in yourself. And I think there's some really deep feelings that you haven't really understood that are starting to come up. So it's not going to be real you're not going to be real happy about this. This is going to be kind of hard, that you're going to have some realizations that you're going to go, oh, my God. But once they come up, then you can do something about them. The pain of keeping it down and living in that kind of, I don't know, it's like an unreality, you know, trying to suppress a lot of things and please other people. You know, these painful aspects of facing the truth, you're going to find out that you sold yourself short, that you had a lot to offer and a lot to give, okay? So now
yeah,
it's time for
yeah.
all this stuff to come up. Is there, any of this making sense to you?
Yeah, there's one particular issue that I tend to struggle with. But, you know, I'm moving past that issue the best I can. You know, right now, more so, I am just constantly trying to find my way. And right now, I just started something new. I'm doing a Tantra energy sessions, and I found a place to work from. But, you know, now that I found a place to work from, it seems like there's an issue with that, or I can't get access. Some of the people there seem to have some major mental illness. I'm just like, great, you know, I thought this was going to work out, and now it's like, you know, I feel like I'm back to the drawing board. So it's challenging because I feel like I can't get my footing, you know, and it's frustrating.
Well, that's really great, because what's happening, the stuff is starting to move. The stuff is starting to loosen and shake up. So this
yeah.
is so perfect what you're saying, you know. So now all you have to do is start allowing yourself to feel it. And once you allow yourself to feel it, then you can take responsibility in your part for it, okay?
Yeah.
And that first step towards release and renewal is going to start to happen. It'll be your self-respect. And, girl, you can just walk in your own 2 feet and stand tall, because it's right around the corner. Just stay awake for this one, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Adam?
Hey, Carmen. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
You.
And I just want to encourage you, based on what I pour for you, Carmen, you really are on the brink of experiencing some major, major progress, some major, major success. But yet I can sense there is a heavy, heavy illusion, holographic illusion, that's really going to try you. Really going to try you. You are going to have to use your mental concentration to look past what is showing up in reality and tap into what you know you want to manifest in truth. Here's the two
yeah.
enemies that's going to tempt you. One is going to be a regret about past decisions, past action. You're going to find
yep.
yourself being occupied with your past mistakes. Man, I should have done that. Why come that didn't happen? The other thing that's going to haunt you is the belief that other people, other personalities and energies are somehow hindering or blocking or manipulating stuff that work against you. Those are both high illusions that you're going to have to really work hard to pull down and maintain a vision of knowing that what is yours, that nothing can keep you from it. And you're going to have to stay disciplined, and you're going to have to continue to press for it every day. But I'm telling you, 2016 is going to look much brighter for you, and it's going to be sooner, early part of 2016. But you're going to have to be able to not give into the holographic illusion that's appearing around you that is trying to get you to question your past, and make you question and find suspicions in other people. You really want to have to believe the best about your life story so far, best about the people, and just continue to do every day everything that you can do in your power. And you're going to see amazing transformations happening. Amazing.
Yeah. I can feel it. Both of you guys is right on. You know, thank you so much. I'm under the weather, so I don't have my full voice, but... yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You take care of your voice, take care of yourself, and I will look forward to an update from you. God bless you.
Yes.
Have a great
thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits, is a call calling from 4033. Caller with the last four digits, 4033. You're here. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Heather.
Oh, Heather, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from outside of Toronto.
Toronto. Awesome. Are you freezing up there?
It's actually unseasonably warm here. I mean,
really?
So it's hovering around freezing, but it's pretty nice for where I am.
Hovering around freezing, and I'm in 80-degree weather. That's pretty funny.
Well, I got to be thankful for what I get, because 80 degrees here would probably mean something's really off.
I'm sure. Heather, in this crazy, crazy time of transition that we're going through, and also time of beautiful reflection, on a scale of 1 to 5, how about 1 being your openness and 5 being resistance? Where are you finding yourself in most situations?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Resistant to what? To, like, change or...
Yeah, to change and staying stuck, you know, and trying to stay in the old ways and not being happy about, you know, change.
You know what? I'd like to think that I'm really open to change. I do tend to, I'm naturally able to deal with a lot of chaos pretty easily, but I'm sure that I have my own patterns that I'm not aware of that are a little bit more sticky, more stuck for me. But, you know, I think we all have that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting this card up for you right now, you know, and this is about development and stuff like that. And really, I think speaks to a new relationship that you're about to enter. I don't know if this is a love relationship. Okay, but I see it's a real powerful relationship in your life that you're about to enter. And you know that old saying that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, you know? And you know, we have to do one step at a time, but it takes 2 feet to do this journey. And as we progress to a common goal, you know, of taking this journey, we take a step. And then the other foot moves, and the other thing to walk across a room or whatever. But you don't say, okay, one leg move, okay, now other leg move, now other. It just becomes you know, it just evolves. It's just a natural thing that happens. You know, our parts, you know, unite with each other and our start, you know, get synchronized. So what I see is that you're going to enter a relationship that you, it's going to be kind of shaky at the beginning. It's almost like learning how to walk, because it's going to be different from any other relationship that you've ever been in. And it's going to have to be a lot of compromising. And at first it's going to be like mutual attraction and shared things that you like and stuff. But you're going to stumble a little bit. But I think that if you stand in your truth, you know, and you stand in who you are, then as you go through this thing and you keep speaking your truth, the synchronization will take place a little bit easier, whatever the chosen direction is. And yeah, there's times when you're going to say, I quit, this is ridiculous. But if you can learn from that experience, you know, and then you start realizing, hey, I'm cutting off my nose to spite my face, I better get back in this game. I think you can work on it. But if you just, you know, shut the door and don't answer calls and you storm out of places and stuff, you're just trying to hide from the truth, you know. So this is just one of the life lessons. But is there something on your horizon right now that you're entering a new relationship with someone?
No, I'm actually currently broken up with the father of my child.
Mm-hmm.
And that breakup was, like, fairly recent.
Uh-huh. Well, fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah.
You're not going to stay alone for a long time.
What card did you pull?
This is called, it's a card, it's a Tao deck that I use. It's about development. And it's about developing a new relationship. So
that's like I Ching?
I'm not real sure because I'm really new to it, you know.
Is it number 35?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
So, but anyway, try that. You know, try to be real aware of it when you enter this new relationship. You know, try to do it differently than you did before with a little bit more more patience. And I think it would work for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, honey, I'm going to turn you over to Adam.
Okay.
Well, hello, my friend. I definitely am picking up the same thing that Patsy's picking up. The only difference that I would kind of clarify is the new relationship is not a new person. It looks to me, based on what I'm picking up in your energy right now, the probability is that you're going to reconcile or be presented with an opportunity to reconcile with that person you just broke up with. Because it looks like some of the things that you have decided to end the relationship over are some offenses on your end that you can be, they can be forgiven. They're not totally unforgivable things. And that on your end, you may really have a reconsideration because this person is going to have a change of mind, a change of heart, some type of repentance, and they're going to say, wait a second, I need to work things out with you. I need to be back in your life. And you're going to be given the opportunity to take that step, as Patsy said, to rework this relationship and re-enter it into a whole new thing. And I feel like right around Christmas or after Christmas, you'll be presented with this opportunity. And the question is will you lay down your ego and lay down your swords for the greater good and greater purpose to really try to see the sincerity and the good intentions of this other person and seek to make things really work, or will you hold on to being right? But I do feel like that relationship is not over. It's coming up in this reading as that there is another entrance by that person, but they have a different energy about them. But how will you receive it is not yet determined, but I would encourage, based on what I'm seeing, to really be open to letting go of any offenses that you've taken, seek to forgive, to try to remain open, and try to really, really let your hurt not block you from this person, giving them another opportunity as they come back really aggressively trying to make things right with you.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of thought he'd change his mind. I've been kind of waiting for that. He's been a real jerk. I mean, there is what to hold against him. He has not been nice, but, you know, if he gets his shit together, I'm sorry I said that on the air, but if he gets his stuff together, I could give him another chance.
Well, it looks
like
he is.
Just after Christmas?
I feel like it's right before or right after Christmas. And you're going to have some patience with him because he's going through his own battles. I see this person that I'm seeing is struggling with some financial or job securities or different things like that. I'm not sure exactly which one it is, but they're really trying to get things on the go, but they do have a verbally strong mouth.
Yes.
But I do feel like in their heart of their hearts, they really have a good intention. If you can look past some of those verbal remarks, and they really just don't know better what they're saying. This is a person who just doesn't know the power of their tongue just yet.
Okay. Wow. All right.
So again, don't put yourself in any abusive situation. Don't make yourself a doormat. But do be open to giving a chance and trying to look past certain grievances and offenses that has been done, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're very
welcome.
Thank
you, Heather. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits, are coming from 3798. Caller, the last four digits, 3798. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello there. This is Penny. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hey, Penny girl. How are you?
I'm good. What a great show.
Oh, good, good. I know that you also subscribe to this this website, so I know that you know a lot of the things that we talk about. So since I know a lot about you, Adam, I'm going to let you talk to Penny and use my time because I don't want to give out anything that I know about her personally. How about that?
Well, hey, Penny, how's it going tonight?
Hi, Adam. Good to hear from you.
Likewise, good to hear from you, too. Penny, on a scale of 1 to 5, how are you able to stay grounded and or open when different things or unpleasant realities appear in your journey, your path? 5 being you're really resistant, and 1 being you're remaining open and forgiving and allow things just to pass through you.
Well, I think that most of the time I'm about a 1.5 or a 2. Sometimes I had a time this week, it was maybe 4.
I understand. Well, thank you for sharing. I'm hoping that in the future you can have more of those 1 moments, and I know you can.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of your future, Penny, it looks like you've been really trying really hard to put some things in order and make room and preparations for some things. But the energy and just emotional, energy-wise and just your emotional stability has just either, I don't know if it's because you have been, like, physically sick or just emotionally just overwhelmed, but it does look like you're going to have to seek some external assistance in just helping you get things together, whatever you're trying to accomplish. Because you're really, it looks like you may be trying to do too much beyond your capacity to go at it alone. But I do see the effort that you're striving to make some things happen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
And I do want to encourage you that this is a time for you to really reach out and get help. And get help whether you may have to come out your pocket and may pay for some assistance or a helping hand or just ask some people that have volunteered to help you. But there are some things that you're trying to tie up and loosen up, but it looks like it's really got you overwhelmed on so many different levels. It's almost like the Stephen Covey 7 habits. One of his habits is called sharpen the saw. And the illustration that he likes to use in his book, he talks about, you know, there's a tendency that we all have this propensity not to stop and sharpen our saw because we're like, well, here we are chopping down this tree. Our saw gets dull. And we say, well, if we stop to sharpen the saw, it's going to slow up our time, and we won't have time to really cut down the tree, and it'll take away our time. But we don't realize it. We're putting more effort in because the saw is dull, and we're working too hard, and we're almost about to break our back. Versus if we just stop, take a few moments, sharpen that saw, then we can come back and we can actually speed up that process, and we won't hurt ourselves. And you really need to take some time. I know you're trying to do a lot of stuff. It looks like it in this reading, but you really got to get a plan together how you can do this where it's not emotionally wearing you apart and physically wearing you apart, and figure out how you get some help to move forward, and you're going to be able to really then transition into a better ground, a state, a flat ground where you can work better and continue to move and heal and transition and shift better into this new reality that you're trying to manifest.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense to you a little bit, Penny?
Somewhat, yes. Yes.
Because I do feel like you're on the verge of the reality that you want to manifest by just touching it, just coming. It's coming. But you got to get a little bit of help before you can. You can't do everything by yourself, whatever you're trying to manifest to work. But your new reality is right on the horizon.
Okay.
So,
sounds good to me.
That is right there. It's right there. Just keep doing it, but try not to overdo it and overexhaust yourself. Take time to sharpen your saw and get a little help in hand, even if you have to pay for some help or whatever it is that you're administratively trying to do, but the transition into the new reality is coming fast. Okay,
and that's probably
friend?
Why I'm so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
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 Because it
yeah,
is coming
sure
so fast.
Is.
It is.
Well,
it
I'll
is.
Be happy
and
to see 2016.
Yeah.
Say what?
I will be very happy to see the end of 2015 and the beginning of 2016.
Because and you should be, because 2016, I'm telling you, by the time the summer hits, the reality that you're working towards, you will be drinking it and experiencing in 3D form.
Awesome. Good to hear that.
I
think it's even going to happen sooner. You're doing really good work. You're doing all the footwork perfectly.
Okay, Miss Penny.
Great show tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Patsy, we're almost out of time. I don't want to open up another reading, but I would just like to turn it over to you to try to just give us a conclusion of what we picked up tonight and how we tie all these readings together in our conversation. Is there anything that you can kind of summarize and conclude from our talk and our readings tonight?
Yeah, I think, Adam, that the bottom line is everything is about love, okay? And so I'm going to read a quote from this woman named Sharon Salzberg. A mind filled with love can be likened to the sky with a variety of clouds moving through it. Some light and fluffy, others ominous and threatening. No matter the situation, the sky is not affected by the clouds. It is free.
That's beautiful.
So, yes, it is. And so these thoughts that we have and all these situations that we have, whether they're good or whether they're bad, not to judge them because they're just coming by. We're just like a radio receptor. They're just going to keep coming by and coming by. And they're just going to go in and out. But once we try to hang on to it and try to judge it and see what it is, we step out of heaven. We step out of the love. But no matter what, love is always going to be there. No matter what, it's just going to keep being there. It's whether we choose to stay in it or get out of it. Do we want to get in the anxiety? Do we want to get in the crazy? You have the choice. Or you could just watch it go by until you're in a better place. And I do want to say to everybody, you can have instant feeling good by just taking breaths. Just taking breaths and relaxing. You know, that's like a mini meditation right there. It's the simplest form of meditation, and it works every time. Just taking a breath and stepping back. It's like when they tell people, count to three before you open your mouth or whatever. So love is healing. Only love heals. And that's what I want to leave everybody with tonight.
That's beautiful, Patsy. And, Patsy, I just want to say thank you for standing grounded and sharing your story. You've gone through a lot in the past 2 weeks and just a lot this year with losing your mother and transitioning from that morning and now just the little small incidences will come up. But you get on this radio show and you bring so much joy, so much laughter, and you always are able to take those challenges and use them as a catalyst to bring inspiration to other people. And I just appreciate you being so optimistic that when I talk to you, you say, hey, Adam, give me a call. Let's catch up. And then I'm saying, man, Patsy sounds so good. But then when I talk to you, you're telling me what's happening to you. And I'm just like, well, wow, but you sounded so great. So you're just an amazing testimony of the endurance of just remaining grateful, remaining positive, no matter what's up. So I'm just praying blessings and grace over you the next few weeks and everything that you're transitioning through and shifting through. So God bless you. I love you so much, my lady. And thank you for sharing this wonderful program with me. And everyone have
and
a great holiday and a great night. And we'll talk to you next Friday night. Good night, everybody.
Awesome. Night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks.